Can you guys hear? Is everything good audio wise? Yeah. Is everything set up correctly while we start already?
Yeah. If you can't hear us, just imagine we're saying the N word. And that's 40% of the podcast.
I'm going to write the N-word on a piece of paper, and you guys can pass it all the way to the back of the room. And then there's a box that says yes or no. And then you check it.
All right.
All right, yeah, we don't do intro music anymore. If you listen, we used to do the Home Improvement theme, but I looked up to see if we could buy the rights to it. And then the guy that owns it is on the board of ASCAP, which, if you know ASCAP, it's a fascist Nazi organization that exists to put restaurants out of business by threatening them with lawsuits. So thank you for coming.
Oh, yeah. So it started. We're doing the podcast now.
Yeah.
All right. We good, Omar?
Good on audio. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Come Town, everybody. All right. This is great. All right. Thank you for being here for some reason. Yeah.
It's weird. We actually have never done a live show before.
Yeah, this is the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have a stand-up show, but that's like, it's different. We're not seated. It doesn't feel like a Comic-Con panel.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Should we take questions about Wonder Woman?
Yeah, let's go. Let's jump. Let's jump right into the hour-long Q&A. Instead of talking about it. Any of you guys see Wonder Woman? Yeah. Yeah, that was an enthusiastic, yeah. And that you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was really good. A lot of murder. He came. So, yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, if you came in your pants, I mean, that's... You can't say any movie sucks if it makes you come in your pants.
Yeah. That's why I love Babe Pig in the City, too. That's why that's my favorite movie. Just can't stop coming.
The first one gets you hard. The original Babe. You never come. And then when he gets to that city...
Oh, baby. When he puts on those suspenders... I don't know if he. I've actually never seen Babe.
Yeah, I don't think. It doesn't he go to like Babe? Isn't Babe 2 or Gordy where he goes to like the Monsanto farm and sees how other pigs are treated?
Oh, really?
I think so. Maybe I'm just
that sounds
combining
like a
PSA and Gordy. Does in he, my head?
Does Gordy then like become a pig overlord?
No, he converts to Islam in pig prison. And then he can't touch his own dick anymore. It's haram.
He has to put on gloves to beat off.
That's and then he becomes like a self-loathing prison Muslim. With one of those cool hats. I would convert just for that hat. That they only the prison Muslims have that hat.
Yeah.
None of the regular guys have it.
No.
You know?
With the yarmulke?
That little tight beanie.
Yeah.
That's a cool look, dude.
I think so, too.
It's knitted, you know what I mean? You get different colors.
Yeah, who makes that? How do you sign up for the tiny hat-making classes in the prison instead of license plates or... So it's bizarre that they still have wood shop in prison. After how many screwdriver stabbings, they're like, where are they getting these screwdrivers? And the wood shop guy's like, I have no idea. Certainly not the wood shop. Don't take away our planes.
Oh, fuck. What would you do in prison?
Get raped, probably.
Yeah.
For being realistic, probably be horrifically raped repeatedly until my gender identity changes, and then I'm a beautiful woman. Yeah, I'd be a very beautiful woman. I'd probably be happier than I am now.
All right. So we should put you in prison.
No.
I think I could avoid rape.
How would you do it?
No, you wouldn't.
I think so. First of all, I am... I'm very athletic. You don't give me credit for how athletic I am. That's number one. Number two, I would make friends with the tough guys.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember reading... I didn't read the book
itself. You have the right haircut, Sav, for the Aryan Brotherhood.
Oh, good. Explain it. Yeah. Explain it. That means it didn't bomb.
It didn't bomb. It didn't bomb.
That'd be a good reason to become racist, is to hide the fact that you've gone bald.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got two choices. I'm already unemployed.
Yeah, it's either that or claim you're a Statham super fan, or also just go bald ponytail and be that guy. You know what I mean?
So you know Tim Allen went to prison for like 3 years?
Yeah, but he dropped a dime, dude.
Yeah, like a bunch of them.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
He's a snitch.
He was caught with like 27 pounds of cocaine or something, like an enormous amount of cocaine.
Detroit, Michigan, yeah.
And then he did like 2.5 years. So the amount of lives that he had to ruin to do that little amount of time.
I actually have a recording of the moment he got arrested.
But the amount of lives...
Do you want to hear it? Yeah, good.
Thank you.
I remember like 10 years ago Googling like, did Tim Allen get raped in prison? Because you would think he probably, right?
He was cute too, dude.
That yeah, he's like hair. A handsome guy. I mean, he's not like a dweeb or anything, but like he had long, beautiful hair at the time.
Yeah, yes, Farrah Fawcett style.
I could see it happening. And then I found he doesn't have a book, or maybe he does have a book. I found this forum where somebody posted, they were like, a while back I read Tim Allen's autobiography. And he said that the way he avoided being, because some big con tried to like make, you know, sexy eyes at him or whatever. And the way he got out of it was he started doing an Elmer Fudd impression that was so funny that they all just loved him. And that's how he avoided. So the real story.
That's a real story.
The real story is they bashed his teeth out. So he sounded like Elmer Fudd while he was being fucked in the mouth. And then in his mind, he changed it to I was the best comedian in prison version of the story.
Oh, man. I just read an article about Jared Fogle's life on the inside.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Apparently, because he's rich, he paid for bodyguards. Some of them are also child molester bodyguards.
Oh, dude. He's just going to become like the child molester guy now? He's going to have a cool gang of guys who fuck kids?
Exactly. But one guy got past him last year in August and beat the shit out of him.
Oh, wow.
And it was a guy from the Aryan Brotherhood. So shout out to the Aryan Brotherhood.
That's right. On top of the many good things they do for the community outside of prison.
For the community.
How much time does he have left?
He only did like, I think he's only doing 15 years or something, or maybe less than that.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but you get less, don't you?
Considering like Brock Turner did like 6 months, you would think they could go a little bit lighter on Subway Jared.
15 minutes of...
Yeah, 20 minutes of action.
Of action,
was
the
line from the article.
Can we not sully Brock Turner's... I'm sorry, I couldn't even do it.
What's he doing now? He deserves a second chance. Let's make him the Subway spokesperson. Yeah,
yeah. Everyone talks about how Brock did it next to a dumpster.
Yeah.
Everyone loves to mention the dumpster.
That's punk rock, dude.
Yeah.
If Brock Turner was like a crusty instead of a bro, people would be like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. It's cool how you like respected that female member of our community.
Dumpster muff diving. Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys.
It's all right,
nice, dude.
Yeah, just take the next couple minutes off. You know what I mean?
I'll see you.
Regroup and we'll be fine.
Yeah,
I'll
see you later.
What, man, crust punks really are, and this is a controversial
the coolest
topic, but the worst, right? Like, all that fucking on trains, they're dirty as shit.
I don't know if they go on trains. That's hobos.
Isn't that what they do?
That's old hobo style.
Don't crust punks hop trains?
Those are hobos. Crust punks like hang out in front of like Radio Shack.
Yeah. And they have dogs.
They have dogs. They have pit bulls and they're like, oh, my dog needs cigarettes. I get $20 for my dog. The thing I don't like about crust punks is that I don't mind. If you want to fucking look, I'm all for just not bathing and fucking letting shit dry in your ass and do it. I mean, that's like kind of the ideal lifestyle. The problem with crust punks is that they think they're like doing something politically, which is what makes it obnoxious.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I had a crust punk friend when I was like a teenager, and he'd be like, yeah, I'm like an anarchist, and like these girls would just eat it up, and that's why I hate them. It's mainly because of that one guy who would rake in all this trim with his like, yeah, I hate the government, but I take the bus everywhere.
Damn, that worked. You could fuck as a 15-year-old off that shit.
Yeah. Oh, I told the story before, but Jared. the guy that became the Subway spokesperson.
Yeah. Jared, Nick's old friend Jared.
No, he became trans, which was like, because he would like. He'd like taught Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and he was like, you know, like, yeah, I'm like, he was like this like tough crust punk guy, and then last like whenever being trans was like all over the news, he's like, oh yeah, that's I'm that too, I'm also that. So, and he started like painting his nails and shit, and I mean, I guess he's like committed to the bit, so. Respect his pronouns now, and he can do whatever he wants. But at first, I heard from friends that he was like having like girls' night, he'd call it, where he'd dress up like a woman and then affect this like demure Southern Belle character, where he'd be like, "Can somebody help me use the remote?" And like all of our female friends would get pissed off and be like, "Jared, you're just acting like a stupid person, doing an offensive impression of a woman. It's your TV. It's your TV remote."
I don't know. Do you know anybody that was became trans?
My cousin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my cousin in Israel became trans.
My cousin Tranny, is that the movie?
My cousin Tranny. But she like came out and I like liked the Facebook status, and then she changed her name to Jewel. But she spelled it J-U-L-L because she thought that's how you spell Jewel in English. Mm. So her name is just Joel.
Like a Star Wars character.
I wanted to DM her.
George Lucas is like, well, for the next movie, I figured, let's just have a bunch of offensive trans characters and the rest will write itself. This is an alien with a dick and a pussy on its face. And it speaks in Creole.
Oh, fuck.
Basically, it just rides the bus around accusing people of rape. And that's an alien, so give me $40 million.
Is Joel hot? Could Joel get
Joel?
It?
Joel was a very annoying little boy, so I hope she's cool now. But I think actually she has a hot girlfriend, I saw.
Oh, nice.
A hot cis girlfriend.
Ooh.
So
that always feels like cheating to me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's me too.
You know what
but I
mean?
Support
Wait,
her,
cheating,
actually.
Like... What do you mean cheating?
Like, you get... It just feels like... I don't know. You get to still fuck girls? I don't understand.
Yeah, they shouldn't be
trans.
Allowed to fuck girls still. If you have the freedom to get your dick cut off, you shouldn't be allowed... They should make a law against these people.
I'm not saying it holds up logically. I'm just saying my gut reaction, and I know it's wrong, is that that feels like a glitch in the system.
But it's not that they should be able to fuck girls. It's that you're not fucking the girls.
Yeah,
they
yeah. I want to fuck that girl.
If you
Joel
fucked the girl first, you wouldn't care.
Exactly right. 100%. So actually, yeah, we got to the bottom of this. If you guys know any women dating trans women that also want to fuck me, please send them my way.
Have you done that yet? You talk about it a lot.
No, I think it's more like, you know, it's like a fun thing to consider a fantasy for one day.
It feels kind of like posery.
Maybe for my bachelor party, I'll fuck a trans woman. That doesn't count.
I'm
going to
bring back accusing people of being posers.
Oh, yeah.
Just so going up to 35-year-olds wearing Volcom shirts and be like, you don't fucking skateboard.
Hell yeah,
I'm
dude.
I'm a director of photography. Why are you harassing me? Just like looking cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a poser. What would I have to do to prove to you? Get sucked off while you watch?
You're going to do it for
No,
your
you could just do
party.
It and tell me. I'd believe you.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to be there.
You know, we'll see. I'm keeping an open mind. That's all I can say. I have no plans, but it depends how the moment strikes me. I'm open to a lot in my life.
I wonder if Ian feels like offended that you sort of steal...
Valor?
What is the name of people that have sex with trans?
Transamorous.
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 They like
Hell
the cars.
Yeah, dude. Badass. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That rules. Now I'm definitely in. Yeah. Getting sucked off in a cherry red Trans Am
dude.
Down the fucking highway, doing 69, of course. You know what I mean? That's how I'm gonna die, dude.
Yeah, like
April 20th, 2069, in a cherry red Trans Am, going 69, getting sucked off.
I remember I was doing mushrooms at my friend's house one time, and I was with Jake, and Jake went outside to smoke a cigarette, and he comes back inside. He's like, "You gotta go, just go see this guy in the parking lot. You have to go see this guy." And I go out, and he looked like a cartoon character. He had cut off. jeans.
Daisy
to his
Dukes.
Crotch. Daisy Dukes, no other clothes,
hell
sitting
yeah.
on the hood of like an 83 Trans Am.
Yeah.
With the Joe Dirt hair and the facial hair. And I just burst out laughing in the guy's face. I had to run inside because I'm like peeking.
Yeah.
And then I ran to the window and I'm like peering. I'm destroying the blinds.
The blinds.
Just ripping this guy's blinds off the walls to look at this guy and laugh. From the safety of the apartment, he sees me and he puts a cigarette in his mouth. He's like, fuck you!
Do you remember that episode of Cops where they pulled over the trans trucker? It was like a drunk trucker.
Hell yeah.
And it was like a southern lady. He's like, oh, blah, blah. The cop's like, I'm gonna let you go back in the cab of that truck and change into some normal clothes.
Hell yeah,
and
dude.
And then he comes out of the truck, like, after he's wearing, like,
a ball gown
and, like, a wig. And he comes out, he's literally wearing, like, cut-off shorts, like, right under his dick. And, like, a sports bra. That's, like, his bro costume.
Hell yeah.
That's, like, his...
Wait, so the cop pulled him over for being trans?
Yeah. No, I think for being drunk. Yeah,
oh,
and
okay.
Probably on meth. Yeah, but...
But he insisted he put on real clothes.
Yeah.
Get out of that crazy Halloween costume he was still in.
Well, yeah, I guess that must have been, what, like, a long time ago when that shit was acceptable, like four or five years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 2013.
Yeah, back when the dark past.
Yeah.
America's dark past.
Dog, I love it. That's the best part of Ace Ventura. I tried to do a bit about it, but it's
the
just like the end
up,
is just throwing up because a person is trans.
Yeah.
That's the whole. It triggers like a vomit fucking. It's not one guy who's like, that's kind of gross. Everyone's like, and it spreads like a virus. It's just like,
yeah.
And by the way,
I love the idea of somebody throwing up at a concept.
Yeah.
Which I don't think has ever happened.
Yeah, but, and
well,
also,
it was the tucked balls that
well,
made
that's
them
the
throw
thing.
Up.
Oh, the tucked. That's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
you
right.
just.
Because he's still
thought,
got Captain Winky.
Yeah. Here's
that?
What I thought is that they cut his dick off and put it in
his
butt.
His ass. I thought that when I was a kid, too.
This whole time.
I thought that when I was a kid.
They flipped it around.
I didn't know that.
And by the way, Einhorn is hot as shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's. I'm
what?
All in. Yeah, come
Who?
On. The lady that plays Einhorn? Finkel Einhorn? Am I losing you?
I
here?
Don't remember the characters.
You don't remember? Come
Ventura,
on.
No.
I'll remember. Doesn't somebody
wow,
get raped
I
by a gorilla?
Only I watch good movies.
In two?
Huh?
Somebody gets raped by a gorilla, right?
In two? No, he's inside.
He sort of does.
Is that
he
the
comes
one
out
where he's
of a
in
rhino's
Africa?
Ass?
He comes out
yeah.
of a rhino's ass.
That rules.
Oh, so good.
But yeah.
Yeah, it is. That is a good
Let's
bit.
Let's just talk
yeah,
about the rest of the movie.
Coming out of a rhino's ass.
How did he get there? That's what I want to know.
He would know. He was
did he
in
crawl
an,
in?
No, he was in an electronic surveillance rhino. He was on a stakeout.
Oh, shit.
And then it got super hot, like the AC cut out
There's
or something.
The fan breaks.
Yeah, the fan breaks.
Oh, fuck.
And then he has okay. to take off all his clothes.
It'd be great if you could, like, take that rhino into the dressing room at Target with all the security cameras and spy on people and ruin it for everybody. No one knows who to blame that on. So we got a tote bag. I got
oh, nice.
My tote bag.
Yeah,
did you guys pick up your tote bags?
I haven't gotten mine yet.
Your festival tote bags?
What's in here?
I don't know. A lot of...
Nothing says Skankfest like a reusable shopping
yeah,
bag.
Sling over your shoulder.
First and foremost, we're concerned about
bodies.
The environment here at Skankfest.
Right. We're going to shit on all the sponsors.
Oh, coffee. Death
so
Wish Coffee.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
I
hardcore,
shit my pants, dude.
This one's for Adam. The Fidget Cube.
Oh,
oh
that's
nice.
Pretty gay.
I love
like,
that.
Now Lewis's problem is affecting everyone.
a cube. The cube sucks. The spinner I get. The spinner yeah. feels cool.
Alcohol for when you find out your son plays with fidget cubes.
Hell yeah. Where's the weed
this
shit?
One's good. This is a good item in here.
What is it?
The
throw thermos? Blanket?
A thermos.
No, it's a thermos.
Oh, nice.
For hot and cold, I didn't read it, so I don't know. I could. Initially,
yeah.
they gave us fleshlights at Moon Tower.
Oh, wait, maybe there's a fleshlight in the thermos, dude. You know what I mean? You put a little hot coffee
the thing
in
is,
there.
Is you can just fuck a regular thermos. You don't need the...
But how would you have to fill it with microwave pudding?
Vaseline.
Ah. Oh.
Vaseline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, mashed potatoes or something.
Mashed potatoes. Have you had chia pudding?
Yeah. Ooh, what is this? Mashed potatoes? Don't touch my mashed potatoes! It's all over their face. What? Into camera. Ace Ventura 3, Thanksgiving. And then in 10 years, people are like, I can't believe everyone was grossed out by that guy that fucks mashed potato. And they didn't respect the beauty of his mashed potato fucking gender in that movie.
Ian's getting married to a giant potato in 2023.
Yeah, Mrs. Potato Head. Yeah. I know a couple of gals that look like that.
What else we got in the bag?
This is my favorite thing in any tote bag. Is that, oh yeah, I'm going to become a gumshoe reporter. Yeah,
from the 30s.
Yeah, my little notepad.
Oh, it actually just says we're gay inside.
Oh, all right.
Says we're all gay.
I guess. I'm going to drink
this. What else? Is there drugs in here? There's a drug guy.
Yeah, there is. There's edibles. Which,
I want drugs, dude. Does anybody here have drugs? Yeah, all right. Let's hang out. Oh, there's actual weed in here. That seems illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not weed. You fucking narcs listening to Cumtown.
Sunglasses for a cool baby. I'm glad that stopped. I saw a baby with sunglasses the other day, and I'm like, don't bring that shit back.
Oh, come on. You're anti-babies and sunglasses?
I fucking hate the...
That shit is adorable, dude.
Oh, check out this cool babe. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't know. It can't like anything. It doesn't have opinions.
Who cares?
You see that baby? I'm sure we all follow the same person that posted that. A male baby on Instagram wearing the shirt that just said feminist.
Oh, yeah. That kid is...
That thing that has no ability to even understand consent as a concept. has a firm belief in this ideology.
That baby will be a rapist. There's no way around it.
For sure.
He's going to keep wearing the shirt.
Yeah. Well, like most male feminists, that baby probably has raped.
Yeah.
That's why they got the shirt. Like,
you're going to call that baby a feminist after what it did to its mother's pussy? Have you seen that thing? How can you say he respects women?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm pro babies dressing cute, dude. I don't give a fuck.
No, you know what? I don't mind the calendars with the babies in pumpkins or the,
yes.
or the big saxophone or whatever, but the sunglasses bothers me.
Why?
I don't know. It's
He's
like, oh, just check out my cool Bruce Willis baby.
Yeah. Same haircut.
A baby is supposed to be adorable. That makes sense. A baby's not supposed to be cool.
I don't
like things that are put into the wrong category.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Your spreadsheet of things is fucked up when a baby is called cool. Babies can only be cute, adorable, and fat.
I was watching the Michael Douglas movie.
Cars are cool. Trains are cool. Yeah. Not babies.
They're not cool. You can say it in a dumb voice all you want. It doesn't make the point wrong.
I'm sorry there's no motor on a baby. So you can't do construction work with a baby.
You can in China. That's how all of this was made. This is a Chinese construction baby that made these cool baby sunglasses. And this thing for me to fuck.
Can I just say, I'm for child labor if it's a cute baby factory. Do you know what I mean? You're putting them in little hard hats and shit. Come on, dude.
That'd be a good, yeah, like the Bhopal calendar of baby, like a little baby union carbide factory. Yeah. They all got little hard hats on. That'd be a fun calendar.
Yeah, dude.
A child labor calendar.
Yeah.
What's that?
Baby Teamsters would be adorable.
Oh, yeah. Just eat little candy cigars.
We're on bread. Yeah, what do you think his first word's going to be?
Huh?
What do you think his first word's going to be? Baby Teamster.
Break.
You can finish that. Baby.
Yeah, I think. It's the joke I said earlier about imagine what we would be saying.
Oh, yeah.
The N-word.
It's the N-word. That's
yeah, the N-word. Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah. I'm. You know what? This conversation, I feel like I'm ready to be a father. I feel like it's time. I'm trying to impregnate someone.
That's why I love all those romantic comedies where like Knocked Up, and then there's a couple of other ones where somebody gets pregnant and it's like, I guess we just figure it out.
Yeah.
But they never have a romantic comedy where it's like, oh yeah, I guess he got SIDS because I continued playing Nintendo all day long. That's not like, I guess you don't figure it out. In some certain cases, it's just the government comes and takes your kid away or it dies.
Yeah, I want to raise it. Let's raise a child. Let's adopt a child together.
Dude, I've been feeling it ever since I turned 30.
I got baby fever, no joke, dude.
I went home and I talked to my dad and I tried to have like a man-to-man with him. And I was like, listen, dude, I just turned 30. I know you and mom have been saying I need to like settle down, get married and give you grandkids and stuff. And like, I'm starting to maybe feel it a little bit. And I've been like, I date like too many 24-year-old girls. and like, I just need to date a woman. And he's like, Adam, do not date a finished product. He's like, keep dating the 24-year-old. My dad just turned into Patrice O'Neal. Yeah. He's like, you need to train your bitch.
Adam, train your bitch, Adam.
Adam, train your fucking bitch.
When I married your mother, she was a used up whore, and I've never, ever been comfortable with it.
If she don't suck dick, she got to go.
That's why you're weak. It's because her pussy was loose when she had you. You didn't have to fight your way out.
Hell yeah.
She's a lovely, lovely.
Your boy
woman.
Was a test tube baby. I was created by science to be perfect.
Yeah, it was a beaker.
Yeah.
Remember that?
It was circular beak.
I wish I knew the name of that fucking ball thing. I would have burned you so good if I knew that, like, Breaking
what
Bad meth making ball.
Yeah.
I don't know, like a Gaston ball or something.
You knew the name. Wow.
That's not it. It's something. It's completely wrong. It's got
you
a weird
said,
name.
Yeah, I would have believed
but no
that.
One knows what it is.
You know what's funny? I was reading about, like, you know, Marie Curie discovered radiation and her husband, the French guy or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They all, like, that whole family just died of radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
Because they, like, they were, like, carrying around isotopes in their pockets. They're like, check out this cool. Like, it was a fidget spinner.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, no, like, they're vaping. With their fucking, they're like, yeah, no, it's totally fine. We just invented it, so it has to be safe. And they all died, except, like, the dad who was, like, hit by a bus.
Oh, hell yeah.
He was, like, the only one that survived, and then he got hit by, like, a fucking car or something.
Yeah, wow. Fuck them and knowing science. That's my, fuck Marie Curie, dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what good is radiation?
I don't know,
dude. It cures cancer, but it also causes it, so that's kind of a...
That's a wash.
I don't get how that works.
That's a wash.
X-rays are kind of cool.
Dirty bombs.
The part about... remember Jackass where he puts a car in his ass?
Yeah.
Without radiation, we wouldn't be able to see the car in his ass.
That's true.
So that's pretty cool.
Marie Curie invented Jackass. Yeah. Take him out.
That's kind of... Yeah. That's the quintessential moment of modern cinema, I'd say. It wouldn't be possible without... Marie Curie.
It's so funny that those are, like, it was just some asshole from a skateboarding magazine, and then, like, some guy who was brothers with a really shitty band.
CKY. Yeah.
From, like, Westchester.
Yeah.
And then, like, they made the most genius, funniest comedy that will ever exist.
Yes.
Nothing will ever be funnier than any of the Jackass movies.
We should do some physical pranks, dude.
No.
We should beat the shit out of Adam as a joke.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone can do it too, you know? And then we all laugh.
Everyone here?
Yeah, everyone here
all
in
these,
attendance.
All these.
What do you guys think?
Yeah!
Well,
yeah,
it's spoken, dude.
Yeah.
It's spoken.
Yeah, dude. A divorced man. Let's go. Let's fight.
Wow.
The family court. Let's go. Well, yeah.
I mean, the only bad thing they did, I didn't like Wild Boys. I thought that was sort of weird.
Oh, what? Wild Boys was
there. Rude to
Pontius,
animals.
Yeah, Pontius shined in Wild Boys. You know, he was too cramped up.
Which was the Jackass where they, like, drank the horse's cum?
Oh, that was awesome. That was Jackass 2. Yeah.
That was the one where it was like, this is not
gay bestiality.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Just drinking horse's cum.
In a specific kind of gay bestiality, yeah. Like, not even getting fucked in the ass by a horse like a gentleman.
The simple ones were my favorite. Like the one where they put the helmet on the guy that hooks up to
the
other guy's ass.
Yeah.
He's just throwing up in there.
That was fucking great.
That's
oh man. They put a little mouse costume over Pontius's dick.
Yeah.
And then he put
it in a snake
and his dick got
Brilliant.
Bit by a snake. Come on,
Brilliant.
Baby. That's comedy.
That's poetry.
Seriously.
What other movie should we
Tell
talk about?
Tell me a funnier comedy than that. I can't think of one.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
really.
Borat. That's it.
Airplane.
That's true. Come on.
Airplane is great.
Yes.
It's pretty. There's a lot of titties in Airplane.
Yes.
That's, I like that
talking.
They got to that point in the movie where they're like, yeah, we can't do another sight gag, so just put a naked woman at this part,
yeah.
And then people will watch the rest of the movie.
People get horned up.
And they're like, yeah, that worked, I guess.
You got to get stiffed up in the middle of a comedy, dude. Every comedy should have a hardcore pornography break in the middle of it, you know? I'm watching You, Me, and Dupree, my favorite comedy.
Let's get it going, dude.
And in the middle of... What are we doing? Oh, is this the break?
This is the hardcore.
Oh, nice. Ah, fuck, dude.
That hurt?
Don't pinch my nips. I got sensitive nips, dude.
You might have breast cancer.
I don't think so. You think so?
Yeah, if your nipples are that sensitive.
Is anyone here a gynecologist?
Adam, do it again.
Give no, me. Dude, nipples. Wait, are beating you? Up Adam was the prank. Are not you? Pinching my nipples. It's yeah, turned well, against not, me.
Adam's got excellent pin strength from milking his dog.
Yeah, that was fucked up. And
what she does.
I rescued her. I rescued her. It's the least I deserve.
It's fresh dog milk. To put you ever, in your chef roommate's Vitamix.
Do you ever get your nipples sucked?
Yeah, I don't see the point.
Nicholas,
that's more of a fat guy thing, right?
Not necessarily. Yeah. I don't see.
Do you wear? I like. When, I imagine you having sex. You're in like a chaise lounge.
Yep.
You have a bunch of rings
it's
on.
A, no, it's a.
Your earlobes are much bigger for some reason, and there's big gold rings at the end, and you're laughing, and your fingernails are really long, yeah. And the woman's in a cage.
Like in a gold bikini.
Can I lower up and down with a pulley? That's how we fuck. Is just.
Yeah, on and off your day.
That's basically it. How about you? Have you gotten your nipple sucked?
Yeah, here and there, once or twice. It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I
don't see a point in that or titty fucking. It's
just, oh my god, dude, come on! Now you're just fucking baiting me, and you know that. Titty fucking's beautiful, dude.
Why?
It's an expression of love between people. Yes.
There's absolutely
it's
no
an appreciation
pleasure.
Of titties.
There's no pleasure being exchanged. Also, a pussy is like 1,000 times better. Why would you?
Okay.
Just...
No, the fact that there's no pleasure being exchanged is what makes it better.
No, it's fun. I don't. I just that's like. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. In the Nick's rules of sex.
Yeah.
Like if he's the only one coming, that's the best.
Yeah, because that really means something.
Yeah, that's sacrifice.
It's you know? It's what is it? Derrida's gift, I believe. There's no true altruism except titty fucking.
Yeah. Dude, titties feel good against your dick. You know, I'm not saying you're doing it for fucking 7 to 10 minutes. You get a couple strokes in there, getting your dick sucked, your finger banging.
I've only done it a couple times and I just started laughing immediately.
Oh, yeah. No respect for titties.
I look at all those like think pieces that are like, the problem is men learned how to fuck from porn. And it's like, well, is that bad? Rather than not learning at all and just coming immediately? Yeah. I think it's like, that's great. You get a smorgasbord of different fuck things you can do.
Sure.
Right? I mean, yeah, you don't do titty fucking the whole time. You finish with it before you give her the 35 cents and then she leaves in the pizza delivery car she showed up with.
There
that's
was a kind
really,
of...
They don't do that where the... That's a gender thing they should do. Is
yeah, the female pizza delivery.
The female pizza delivery.
Yeah, because the big
sausage. It was a mixed-race child she's trying to raise, and she just really needs that tip money. There's no desperation with a male pizza delivery driver.
I think the point is the
pun. That's
just
a guy that wants weed.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a genre of porn that was a fat guy.
Did I tell that story about when I worked at Papa John's and there was that middle-aged woman that worked there and she fucking shit her pants while she was out on a delivery.
Oh, hell yeah.
And came back to the store to be like, I shit my pants. They're like, just go home.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we supposed to do? Just go home.
The backup Papa John's diaper.
The pizza
dude.
Must go on.
There's a diaper behind a glass canister. You break it open with a hammer. Go! Get these people their horrible pizza.
That'd be cool. Diaper John's Pizza, where they make all the employees wear diapers so your pizza gets there even faster. Mm-hmm. Because they shit and piss themselves like astronauts.
That's efficiency.
That's the diapers NASA uses so astronauts can shit and piss themselves in space.
Hell
similar
yeah.
to the bald guy that becomes a Nazi to cover the fact that he's balding. What about the astronaut that becomes an astronaut so he can
he's
shit and
continent?
Piss?
Yeah.
No one's going to find out. I live on the moon now. In space, no one can hear you shit yourself.
Yes.
I guess it's kind of a silent thing, right?
Shitting space? Yourself?
You shit yourself pretty constantly.
Yeah, once a year. Probably once a year.
No, it's like you were averaging 2 or 3 times a year last year.
Once a year. It's once a year.
You shat recently. You shat yourself.
I shat myself on the way to Nick's. I was at the bus stop and.
Oh, that's right. You literally did. That's not a joke.
I was waiting for the bus to go to Nick's and then I ran back to my apartment and pooped my pants as I was running. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, that's embarrassing, dude.
It's not embarrassing. I have a weak stomach. This is just how my life is. I just have this stomach. There's nothing I could do about it. I poop my pants sometimes, guys.
I mean, like, I know it sounds like I'm joking, but you should probably, like, legitimately do Kegels.
I don't.
Your asshole is medically loose.
It's not from my asshole. It's my stomach.
No, dude. It's your asshole.
No, it's your asshole.
The clamp.
Your asshole is the final say on whether or not you shit yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's some cheek involvement if you're 400 plus pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But if
you have very strong glutes, I would imagine you could clench your ass.
No, you can't.
From the cheeks.
You can't.
Not you. You have a horrible ass and horrible legs.
No, that's not true. My ass is pretty strong, actually.
No way.
That's not... Well, okay.
It can't keep out the simplest meals.
It comes out of the hole.
He uses them
to
open Pillsbury Crescent rolls. He puts the tube in there and then bears down.
Is that what happens, Adam?
No, that's not what happens.
Oh, fuck, dude. I just hit a wall. I didn't eat anything this morning because I was a bad little bitch and I ate carbs last night.
I got to do this cold brew. I got burged out. I went to Petey's Burgers.
Oh,
fuck. Before you guys ever been there? It's
why
just
are you
a burger
plugging
restaurant.
Petey's Burgers?
I don't know.
I bought stuff at a Duane Reade, guys. You guys ever fucking been to a Duane Reade?
Yeah.
I got a little travel deodorant.
You know, a lot of people think that's a guy's name. It's not. It's two streets.
Oh.
Duane Street and Reed Street.
Wow.
A little bit of New York history for you.
I thought it was the first black-owned pharmacy.
I want to sell a New York tour and charge some outrageous price. Make like a fucking really nice... I'll only be able to do it once.
Yeah.
And then it's just the shittiest tour.
You're kind of... That's Tim Dillon's corner, actually.
No, he's like a performer.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. No, I'm kidding. He gives a good tour. But yeah, you should do that. And then rob everyone at the end.
That's true. I was in Chinatown one time, and they do like Chinatown tours, and there was a white lady that was the tour guide, and they have like a little amplifier that sits on their hip.
Ooh,
or
nice.
Whatever, and then the headset. And
oh,
I was getting
yeah.
dumplings, and I'm coming out of this place, and she's there with this group of people, and there's an Asian girl in her face not saying anything, and then the white girl's like, yeah, I understand that. I mean, I wouldn't say that it's a racist, but, you know, I mean, a lot of different people have lived, and she was like, but it was still on the amp, so she was defending some fucked up shit she said about Chinatown to this Chinese woman's face while it's being broadcast down the street.
The word gook actually has a proud and story tradition.
Yeah.
In New York City.
Yeah. When I said they look like dumplings, isn't that funny? Look, the company told me to say that. I don't...
That would be a good way to start gentrifying Chinatown, is giving anti-Chinese tours.
You'll never be able to gentrify Chinatown because the Chinese landlords are like, oh, yeah, we don't rent to black or Jewish people. Mostly to white people, and like nobody's gonna do anything about it because
they
eat out of the gutter and they don't have any money, and it'll be fucked up to like kick some broke Chinese person out of their home for discrimination. It's their culture.
It's the one. It's the one neighborhood in Manhattan that's like hanging on and like not like resisting.
It's honestly, it's the best place to live in Manhattan. Chinatown is
tight. Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it wears on you like when you just try to go to the grocery store to buy cereal.
And you have to swim through people?
Right. You have to buy cereal that looks like communist propaganda in the same aisle as like
Super.
A frog's brain. And like somebody posted a picture one time. It was just the arms of an alligator that had been fucking like hacked off and put on ice. It looks like a prop from a horror movie. But some Chinese guy's like, oh yeah, I'm going to make a salad. Just have a light salad later. Like an alligator arm
Never
salad.
Never had some gator wings, dude? You know what I'm saying? Those are good as shit.
Are they?
Fry them up. I've never had gator. I'm going to New Orleans. Do they eat gators there?
I think so. Anytime I go to New Orleans, I get gumbo and
po' boys.
Yeah. Remember when we were there? We had to go to that sandwich place that Sarah wanted to go to. She's like, oh my god, that's the best sandwich place. They have the best po' boys. And then we go there, and she goes up to the cashier.
Potbellies.
We walked like 2 miles to go to this fucking place.
Hilarious.
And we get there, and she asks the guy that she's like, okay, so like, which one of these would you get? Like, which one of the po' boys? He's like, I don't know. You know, and she's like, okay, well, imagine like I'm your daughter and you're recommending one of me. You know, and then he's like, oh yeah, none of these. I mean, after this oil spill, I wouldn't eat any of this shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, ow, okay. And just ate British Petroleum po' boys that night out on the street.
Good for them for making the comeback, you know? It took
what you will
years.
Like there is the cigar. Oh, you've been to New Orleans.
We went together. I went the next year. We went to Hell Yes Fest together.
That's right.
Remember,
you saw Keith Sutherland on the street.
That's right. Kiefer?
Kiefer. That's it.
Yeah, who's Keith?
What a stupid name.
Kiefer?
Yeah, nah, named after yogurt?
Nah, dude. No. Nah, he's named after that fucking good shit. The key and the grinder, dude. You know what I'm saying? A little Kiefer?
Isn't Kiefer that like yogurt drink?
Kefir.
That's kefir, yeah.
Keith. It's kefir?
Yeah, it's like a...
I didn't realize it was a scary Arabic drink I was having.
Yeah, Keef. You fucking grind that fucking... You blaze it up, 420. It's caught in that little shit in your...
Weed's too strong now. I can't enjoy weed anymore.
Me too, dude. I tried to smoke weed the other day.
I don't know. I feel like old people say that, but it sucks. I mean, there's all this new shit now. I don't know what a dab or a nail is.
Yeah.
Or anything. But the stupid weed names used to be like the strains of weed that were like, yeah, this is AK-47. It's made by the government.
Yeah.
So people always say that one.
Yeah, dude. There were some good ones. Fucking Northern Lights.
Yeah.
That's another weed.
Yeah, I remember people being like, "Yo, I only smoke kind buds."
KB. Everyone was like, "Oh no, dude, no, those are mids." Remember that shit? Saying someone smoked mids as an insult. Fucking ruled.
Yep.
You fucking smoke mids, bitch.
If I could find mids, I would buy mids.
I was blown away when I moved to Texas. You can buy like an ounce of like Mexican weed for like $30.
Yeah, but you get a headache from that stuff.
Oh yeah. You would have to smoke the entire ounce to get high.
And that's just smoke inhalation that's getting you high. It's not even the weed.
Yeah, I would sit in my room and be like, I think I should call the fire department.
Yeah, you just go stand in front of a barbecue.
I only watched
half an
episode of Always Sunny and I have to go to sleep.
Oh, fuck. God damn, I want to eat, dude. I'm hungry as shit. I made a fucking crucial error not eating something before this. Does anybody have food right here? But it's got to be paleo. I'm a paleo warrior. Ugh, fuck.
Do you actually stick to that paleo shit?
I do, for real, dude.
I can't wait until your fucking cholesterol goes through the roof.
Nah, dude, it's healthy.
You have a heart attack.
You can't call yourself paleo and, like, eat bacon. Like,
yes, you can,
cavemen
bitch.
Weren't eating bacon.
Maybe your bitch-ass caveman relatives weren't, but mine had it figured out, dude. These motherfuckers knew how to slaughter a pig, dry that shit up, get a hot-ass rock and fry it up on there. So what's your counterpoint to that? Huh?
Your caveman ancestors were doing terrible things to little kids, so I don't want to...
Yeah, no, that was after...
That.
That's after we learned language. We decided to fuck kids.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like a caveman instinct. That's after we created democracy. We got bored, and we were like... Let's
yeah,
fuck,
it is. It is funny that
kids.
Like kid fucking didn't stop until like 1930.
Yeah,
well, like Walt going. Whitman just had a boy. Yeah, but it was like cool.
Well,
you know, they're like, isn't that weird about Walt? Yeah, he has a 10-year-old boy that he has sex with. People are like, I wonder if that's why he's like good at poetry. Like, I wish I wanted to have sex with kids. Maybe then I could be a talented poet like Walt Whitman.
Yeah, fucking kids back then was like having a mustache. It was just kind of
I thought you were
going
to say like having a Mustang.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Which is kind of similar,
yeah,
I would
actually,
say.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now, if I saw a guy with a Mustang, I'd be like, yeah, I can buy that he fucks kids.
Yeah. fuck. Yeah. You'd think there was like guys in ancient Greece who like begrudgingly fucked kids because they didn't want to be called weird by their friends who all fuck
kids. Yeah, yeah. That would have been weird. Yeah.
I guess I'll find the kid that looks the most like a woman and fuck him, but I really would just rather do geometry. But everyone's going to bring it up, the geometry happy hour after we do math on rocks, and I'm not going to have anything to talk about unless I fuck this kid. You think?
I think it was like to get them like smart or something. Like if fucking them was like to give your like philosophy into their ass.
Oh, it's through jizz. That's how knowledge has passed, has come.
To feed your yeah.
You should be the smartest man alive then, Adam. All the knowledge you've although I guess it would mostly be like car knowledge from blowing mechanics and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Knowledge about your dad, just stuff about happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff that happened in his life.
A lot about
memories.
South Africa. Yeah. A lot about the child, a child, Jewish every, man's childhood every, in South Africa.
Every number in your dad's Rolodex. Just have those memorized.
There's only one number that matters, and that's 6 million people.
That's
ladies
right.
And gentlemen.
I want to be the revisionist that's like, Well, it was more like 599 million. Yeah. Or 5,999,000. Just to shave like 20 off. Yeah. That way people can't really... I mean, I guess they can still be mad at you.
Yeah, for sure. They could definitely be mad at you.
What if you say... What if you go higher?
Now we're talking.
Actually, it was 7 million.
Yep.
Because then people see you as a propagandist... And then they believe that there is a conspiracy to raise the number, and that you're like a double agent.
Smart.
Yeah.
So you probably shouldn't do the 7 million plan that you've been planning for years.
It's in the works, ladies and gentlemen.
But like, honestly, though, it didn't happen, right?
The Holocaust?
Yeah. There's no proof. I mean, I hear a lot of yapping about it, but I don't, you know, I don't see, yeah. I've seen some photos.
I haven't seen Auschwitz personally. Yeah. Maybe someone should pay for an all-expenses-paid trip for Europe, for me, so I can go see the chambers.
Yes.
The 36 chambers.
I feel like...
Has anyone counted the chambers? What if there was 36?
Fuck, dude.
I mean, it's a very slight chance that it's exactly 36.
But if it is, that'd be awesome.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Wu-Tang is just Nazis, dude. That's what it...
I don't
ODB
know.
ODB hated Jews.
I feel like Nick shouldn't doubt the Holocaust because of how prominently trains were featured in the transportation.
Yeah, I just don't believe trains would do something that evil. Something as beautiful
trains
as a choo-choo
good.
Train. First of all, I learned emotions from Thomas. It was a train with a face on it that would explain something that's happening, and then the face would tell me what reaction to have. That is really why autistic kids like that show.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's because they have to be programmed. It's basically emojis.
Yeah.
Is what the show is.
Emojis for the retarded. That's also my charity that I'm
starting. Speaking of trains, talk about running out of steam, huh?
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking...
Quick, Adam, shit your pants.
Yeah.
So we have something to
do
talk
something
about.
Do something gay.
Say something gay about your life.
I think socialism is...
So, thank God. All right. He did it. He did it.
Are any of you DSA members?
Not here.
Why not?
This is MMA
hey,
members.
Who knows,
here.
Dude? You can fucking triangle chokes and also socialism at the same time.
Yeah, there's like three guys that are into that.
Yeah, it's me, dude.
For the most part, it's guys like me.
I'm gonna be an MMA fighter.
Are you?
Yeah. I saw that fucking movie with Kevin James as an MMA guy, and he was fucking jacked.
Yeah, but he has a wrestling background.
Yeah, I've wrestled for half a season at Baltimore
Polytechnic. A cutting in line at the buffet does not count as wrestling.
Dude, some of those people were fat as shit, all right? And I still got around them, pinned them. You have to pin the fattest guy in a buffet. Yeah. It's like prison. You show up, you punch the fattest guy you see, and then you're the king of that buffet.
I used to go to this Chinese buffet that had, like, Alaskan king crab legs, and there was these, like... middle-aged Chinese bodybuilders that would just wait there until they brought a new tray out and then fucking walk over and take all of the Alaskan King crab legs. And it was a scam because you paid to get in and then you realize you just can't because they'd beat you up. Not only do they know karate, they're strong.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Deadly combination. That's... Like that bad guy from Bloodsport.
Bloodsport, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That guy was
Bolo
jacked.
Yuang?
Yeah, yeah.
What a smart move on his part.
To get jacked.
Well, you're a Chinese actor, and you're like, well, I already look like everyone else. So how am I going to set
Jackie
myself
Chan's
apart?
Jackie Chan's already got all the parts. Yeah, yeah.
I could learn karate, and that narrows me down to about 75% of the Chinese actor population. Oh, I'll just become insanely huge and be the one guy that looks like that.
Yeah. That's
and then he had
move.
An all right career. He was in Bloodsport. I brought him up just now.
You know, yeah, was he in literally anything else?
I think he was in some Bruce Lee movie.
Oh, nice.
Before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would watch that shit. I'm fucking... Dude, I really need to eat something. I can't even think right now. It's just too much pressure to podcast.
Should we get you to do math?
Uh-huh.
It's too much pressure to podcast.
Yeah, dude.
You know what really the problem is that we gave you a chair.
That's true. I should stand. No, this chair is also sunk as hell. I feel like I'm going to not be able to get out of it. Oh, wait. I did prepare something. Remember outside? Remember cold brew? More like cuckold brew.
He did say that.
And it's jizz from a guy that fucked your wife is in the coffee.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stavros.
Thank you. I am a pro.
A girl laughed at that. I just saw in the crowd.
Huh?
Nothing.
What are you boys gonna do after this?
Put shorts on.
You're not shorted up, dude? It's short season, my dude.
What
By
do you
the
mean?
Way,
I mean, there's not really. This is going. We do this till 9 p.m. So.
Oh yeah. That would be very interesting.
We're 53 minutes in to the 9-hour podcast.
How long do you think we could podcast?
I already said who saw Wonder Woman, so that's the end of my planning for.
By the way, I bought these shorts, and they're just fucking elastic khakis, dude.
Yeah.
They're just like gym shorts, but it's khaki material. This shit rules.
Yeah.
That's the fat playbook. The rest of the world is taking a fucking. That's what we used to do.
You know what I love about getting fat is that you can just go up a size. You just buy new pants and a shirt, and you're like, oh, I'm not fat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can keep eating those Entenmann boxes every single day.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, I used to love shopping at the Big and Tall because I was the cutest motherfucker in there, dude. I was the least fat guy at a Big and Tall. That's kind of my lane. The sexiest Big and Tall guy.
Yeah, but not tall.
You're
at
not
all.
Tall.
Just shut the fuck up, bro.
They throw that. They throw that in there.
5'7" is a slightly above average height.
It's not above
for
average.
Taiwan.
Yeah.
No, I'm tall as shit. I wear shoes that make you less tall. It's the opposite of heels.
Yeah, it's called gravity.
They dig
I'm going to get a different kind of elevator shoes, but they're for like autistic people that are obsessed with elevators, and they prevent you from tying the laces together accidentally. Or they're just Velcro. I get that seems kind of autistic.
Yeah. Right? Yo, I want Velcro, dude. That's my new look. I always had Velcro. I couldn't tie my shoes until I was like 12 years old. It was fucking late in the game, dude.
Wait, why?
I don't know. I just never picked it up. Knots were hard for me. It was challenging to fucking get it going. I had Velcro so long that I didn't even get the little... My feet were too big for little kid Velcro, so I had to get the old man orthopedic Velcros. So I'm just like in fifth grade with white-ass shoes with thick-ass Velcro straps. Like my fucking foot's about to be amputated for diabetes. Yeah, dude. That was a sad day when I outgrew the light-up Velcros.
Oh, L.A. gear.
L.A. Yeah, LA lights. Shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, L.A.
You,
lights.
You think, this is what everyone in L.A. wears. Yeah. L.A. gear.
That's Hollywood, my bitch.
Yeah, just
fucking
green juice and light
Marley
juice.
Maitland. She's in these.
Adam, can we put you on steroids to see what happens?
Yes, please. I've been asking.
I want to do steroids.
Dude, I'm trying to cycle, guys.
We should do a steroid off, me and Adam.
Yeah, that's a better question than who's in the DSA, is who has access to Tren that we can give Adam.
Literally everyone here.
Yeah.
Work out. I just want to see what happens.
Oh, you just want... He'd just get aggro as hell, but still be a little bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
He would be mad.
Do you think I'd be able to grow a beard?
I think you would get acne. No, your hair would fall out, you'd get acne, and you'd grow breasts.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's give it to him. Let's see how you like it, bitch. You know what I mean?
You know those people that get beard implants?
I would like one of those.
Well, they do like a hair plug transplant, but your head hair is different than your facial hair, so I don't know where they get the beard hair other than from, like, your ass or your crotch. You know what's crazy about the surgery, like penis plasty, where they, like, make a penis? Is it's not standardized. There's like different surgeons that are like, my invention. They have like their own way
that
of doing
rules.
It.
Fucking rules.
Yeah, and I was like, got real heavy into like YouTube videos of different like ways
methods
they do
of
it.
Get,
yeah,
you wanted
this
an
one
extra
guy.
Dick?
Yeah, I wanted an extra.
You wanted to go too?
I wanted one dick. I lost my dick laughing at veterans. In the war against veterans, I lost my dick. No, like they cut the inside of your, like a strip of thin outside of your thigh.
Mm.
It's real intricate. And then they take like veins from the guy's arm, these fat deposits, and then they make like a ball sack. And one of the balls is like a Reebok
pump.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It pumps the dick up, and then they fashion like a glands from the clitoris or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you see the thing at the end, and you're like, oh yeah, that looks atrocious. That looks terrible. It looks like the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
When we were working at that factory,
remember that.
We just Google image searched plastic surgery penises for like 4 hours a day and laughed. Do you remember the dude, Will? There was a guy in the factory that no one liked that was like 5'5" and talked like Bobby Hill. And we were...
Stav didn't work at the factory.
No, it wasn't Stav.
He said talk guy. Like, not look like.
Yeah, and he was like, and no one liked him in this fabrication shop Nick and I were working at. And we were outside for smoking a cigarette with this dude. And he's like, dude, I've had it up to here with this fucking guy, dude. I fucking hate him. A fucking tranny. And I was like, what? How do you know he's trans? He's like, dude, I came to the shop the other day and he was listening to Against Me all alone.
That's proof. That's definitive proof.
That was
you
all
can fire
the
them for being trans if they listen to Against Me. That's all you need.
Nick and I were laughing for like 2 days.
Yeah, well, it was funny because the guy that said it was like sort of, he was just this like crusty sort of idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
That, and then the only reason he thought he was trans is because the guy listened to Against Me. But the more you looked at this dude, you're like, holy shit, maybe?
Yeah.
Because he did, he had the like voice, you know, the like, yeah, my name's fucking Sharon, and yeah, I'm a carpenter. I always have glue on my hands. I've got an image I have to put together, like that raspy lesbian voice. And then, yeah, the Against Me thing is pretty convincing.
Yeah, he fully convinced Nick.
You know, like
slight.
That waddle, that like hip heavy, where yep. you have to like sink your hips to your shoulders.
Oh, like over being
size.
Overly masculine?
Yeah.
Like a fucking Old West cowboy?
Yeah.
I don't know like about that. Yeah.
You think I could get some of... So you're talking about thighs to make a dick. I'm thinking two birds with one stone. I slim up my thighs, cut off a little piece of each,
yeah.
maybe wrap it around my dick. Like, you ever seen like a hot dog covered in bacon?
No.
You know what I mean? Just get like extra dick girth. You know, you think that's possible? What's this doctor, you know?
I don't know. It's some guy in Germany. Of course, it's
a guy
in Germany.
Germany.
I mean, where else would it be other than Germany or yeah. aboard an alien spacecraft?
On international
waters. Yeah. We should do illegal surgeries on international waters.
I'm
we should
down.
Start our own practice.
Yeah.
Or what would be the plastic surgery you would get if you could get it, Adam?
I have a chest concavity. I would just get that filled
so
in.
So you would have
bit.
Your dick removed to fill in your chest.
No. I had a friend with a really bad chest concavity at summer camp, and we stole milk and cereal from the cafeteria. And we bullied him into eating cereal out of his chest.
Oh, yeah, another funny chest concavity story is I talked to someone you had sex with, and she said that like it would make like a suction cup sound every time you fucked, because it would just, the skin would press on, and then there would be like a sweaty, gross, weird suction cup thing while you were fucking, and it was very off-putting, she said.
Did you?
That's not a joke, by the way. It sounds like I'm just making fun of Adam.
Who is this woman, and can we put a statue of her in the middle of Union Square Park?
Did you hear that, guys? A woman.
Fuck. Fuck.
Yeah. He got you.
It was a guy. I meant a guy. I talked to a guy.
Well, as much as I hate letting Adam have the final word, that should probably... We're about done here, right? We're going to wrap it up. You guys are great. Enjoy the rest of the festival. Thanks for...
We have a show Monday. This comes
yes.
tomorrow, right?
We're not allowed to promote other stuff. Oh. It's one of the rules of
no,
doing the festival.
No, but this is on our podcast. So, guys, everyone, all you guys, close your ears. We have a show for the listener on Monday in Bedside. Come on, everybody, at 9. All three of us are going to be there. We have a really good lineup this month.
Yeah, it's not a live podcast. It's a stand-up show.
Shannon Patton, Mark yeah. Norman, a bunch of really great comics.
Yeah, yeah.
Come out and see it. Emma Willman, Martin Urbano. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming. This is so much fucking fun.
All right.